Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Months after first introducing their proposal to bring the Olympics to Boston, backers of that effort are still encountering opposition and skepticism at public meetings that are designed to build public support. WBUR's Simone Rios reports on a loud public meeting in Roxbury last night.
Issues of concern to the opponents who showed up at Roxbury Community College are jobs, race, and just how the world's greatest sporting event will leave Boston's neighborhoods. Hoisting a No Olympics sign was Joao De Pina of Roxbury. De Pina points to the gentrification of the South End as an example of what the Olympics could bring to other areas.
Those all-black-owned, those beautiful brownstones, those all-black-owned, we can't afford them now. Mission Hill is gone. Right now, it's already gone. Northeastern has taken that over. So the next step is Roxbury, Dorchester, Mattapan.
That sentiment contradicts the pitch of the Olympics backers, who promised jobs and development as benefits to all neighborhoods. John Fitzgerald of the Boston Redevelopment Authority is heading the city's Olympics efforts.
We're not saying that the Olympics is a solve-all for all of the issues of all of Boston's woes, but what we are saying is there is ability to advance the agenda on things such as affordable housing, things such as infrastructure, as public safety, things of that nature, where we can use the games to market those things as well as the city on an international stage. So we would be remiss as a city.
From start to finish, the meeting was interrupted by shouts and amens, testaments to the anxiety at bringing the games to Boston. Those plans include turning Dorchester's Franklin Park into an equestrian area, rehabbing the forlorn White Stadium, and adding a swimming pool. Makia Baker-Gomez told Boston 2024 CEO Rich Davey she can't understand why the group only had one minority employee at the meeting, General Counsel Paige Scott Reed.
You're hiring people all the time. The only person I see of color on this team is Paige. That's disgraceful, Rich. It really is, because we have an abundance of talent in our community.
Davey said he was expecting the race and gender question.
We have 23 to 25 employees, Makia, 35% are minorities, 61% are women.
Boston 2024 says efforts are underway to ensure that women, minority, and veteran businesses get Olympics money. Here's Paige Scott Reed.
But we are trying to get the policies and people in place so that we have a contract that's strong that says, okay, I'm about to spend a lot of money with you. You better go out and find some subs who are women and minority businesses. You better have some hiring practices in place.
What percentages have you established?
So we are at the very beginning, and I know that's very frustrating for you.
Boston won't know until September 2017 if it's elected to host the Games. Backers expect a statewide referendum next year. Until then, an array of public meetings will continue giving the community a platform to speak out. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.